Hello again out there in Birdland. It's Anson Tebbets along with
Chip Darmstadt.
Here we are virtually meeting with you again. I haven't seen you in so a long time, Chip. I can't remember the last time I actually saw you in person.
Yeah, maybe February.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I forget what you look like, Anson.
Yeah, no, I haven't changed much. A little bigger, a few more gray hairs. But other than that, nothing to really be concerned about.
I think of most people now, when I visualize them in my head, I think of their initial, on a Zoom call or a Google Meet, you see someone's letter with a circle around it. So now I see you at AT.
Yeah, that's it. That's me, AT. Good. Well, here we are for the birds, your weekend edition. What a glorious last weekend was, probably one of the most spectacular fall foliage weekends we've had in a very, very long time. I think the temperature was quite warm and things were bursting, and I just think last weekend was spectacular.
It was, and early this year it seems, no?
I think
we hit peak before October this year.
I think we did. I think we're running a little bit early because it usually peak first week in October, and we know it's been extremely dry, and we're all concerned about people that have run out of water and maybe hauling water. We did get some rain midweek. Of course, we need lots more, but then we got a little bit of wind, and I noticed some of the dry, some of the trees that were dry or in a good wind, a lot of those went away very quickly after that storm.
Yep. I felt like I was walking in a leaf snow globe the other day when I was out walking.
Absolutely. But we still have some birds that are making their way through the area, through the migration. Still we're seeing geese, snow geese, Canada geese. I'm going to share last weekend that a tremendous flock of bluebirds decided to come through the farm. And I couldn't count. There were so many I couldn't count. And they were hanging out in the pasture, and they were on the electric fence for the cows. And then they would go up to the utility wire, and they were flying about. And, of course, I couldn't get any pictures that were worthwhile because they were, every time I got close to them, they'd fly away. But they were hanging out for a while. But it looked like several families had gotten together and teamed up and were decided to fly south.
Ah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
They nest here at the Nature Center, but I haven't seen them yet this fall in migration.
Yeah, they were definitely migrating through because some of them were really bluebird. You could tell they were adults, but you could tell there were some young ones that didn't have quite that stunning blue back and so forth. But it was definitely migration. They were just there for a little bit in the afternoon, and they moved on.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. So what else you got? You got some warblers?
Yeah, we're starting to say farewell to the warblers, but there are still warblers around. So, now we have fewer leaves on the trees, easier to see them. Yellow rump warblers are still around, and maybe they haven't even peaked yet because they're a pretty late migrant. And we've been seeing lots of palm warblers at the North Branch Nature Center, which is always exciting. It's one of my favorite migratory warblers in Vermont, the palm warbler.
The palm warbler. Now, what does a palm warbler look like in the fall?
This time of year, they're a little drabber than usual. In their breeding plumage, they're yellow underneath. There's actually two different subspecies, the western palm, which is drabber underneath in the fall, and the yellow palm warbler, which is the eastern subspecies, which is brighter yellow. I feel like I've been seeing more of the drabber western palm warblers, but they have they always have yellow, bright yellow underneath the tail, and they're always bobbing their tails, kind of like a phoebe. So they're unusual. They often are foraging right on the ground. I've seen them right on the lawn and on the path. Sometimes they'll be in a tree, but often palm warblers are right on the ground. And when they're feeding, they're bobbing their tail up and down. So it makes it really easy to identify them.
Some other warblers going in phases, right, Chip? What else we got?
Let's see. Well, I mentioned yellow rump warbler, our favorite, the butterbutt. Black pole warblers are also a late migrant. They're a tricky warbler to identify this time of year. In the summer, it's easy. They almost look like a chickadee, but without the white, without the black throat. They have a solid black cap. This time of year, they're they're kind of a dingy yellowish gray with some blurry streaking on the sides. Maybe the easiest way to identify them are their yellow legs and yellow feet. But sometimes that's hard to see. And sometimes the yellow is only on the underside of the feet. So good luck trying to see that. But they're often confused with other warblers like pine warbler and bay-breasted warbler especially. But if you see a drab, slightly streaky warbler this time of year, wing bars, kind of a dingy yellowish color, white undertail coverts, take a close look. You might be seeing a black pole warbler, which is one of our most fascinating migrants, I think. This is the species that migrates to the New England coast and then takes off over the ocean and doesn't land until it reaches Brazil. So they migrate all the way to South America with this nonstop Atlantic flight. They're incredible.
It's quite a journey. My goodness. Nature is amazing at times, for sure. When it warmed up earlier, I was actually hearing the song sparrow again sing.
Yeah. Yep. I've been hearing those as well. And sometimes I'm hearing young birds, immature birds, practicing their song. Same with white-throated sparrows. I'm hearing those once in a while as well. And again, you hear these juveniles, these immature birds practicing their song, and they sound very scratchy and off key, but they sound, you know, they sound enough like the adults that you can recognize the song.
Yeah. So, with the fall warblers being confusing, are we getting into the confusing season of sparrows as well?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And the thing with sparrows is they're always confusing. Spring, summer, fall, winter. not all of them. Right now, two that are coming through are the Lincoln's sparrow. It's a good year for Lincoln's sparrow. And our favorite, the white-crowned sparrow, which is a very easy sparrow to identify, especially the adults with that, you know, dark black and white streaked head, very bold streaked head. It's kind of like a referee uniform.
Hmm. Good stuff. So that one's moving through. Yeah, I heard the white-throated sparrow the other day as well. Singing away, and I think it was an adult. I don't think it was practicing, or else it's learned its song very well. But it was, But it was kind of neat. And usually, you know, you think of spring when you hear it, but hearing in the fall was kind of special with the foliage.
Yeah, that's always nice. Hmm. And keep an eye out for Lincoln sparrow. They're a less common sparrow, but they seem more common this year than usual. They look like a song sparrow, but finer, daintier. The streaking is thinner and more crisp, and they have this almost like a buffy vest, like a buffy streak across the chest and then going down the flanks, and a pale eye ring, and usually a peaked crown, a streaked crown that's peaked. So keep an eye out for the sneaky, skulky Lincoln sparrow as well.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay. Well, good. Everyone enjoy their October weekend. Hopefully the foliage will hang on as long as it can before we return to stick season. But we got to fly out here for another weekend. I'm Anson Tebbets.
Chip Darmstadt.
For the birds.